Allow your whole body to settle into Shavasana. And allow that settling to have a profound effect on your body and mind and more. Become aware of your toes, all 10 toes, all at the same time, in whatever way is easiest. Being aware of your toes. Perhaps you're feeling them somehow without having to move them. Or maybe it's more like you're seeing them on the inside. Perhaps you simply think of your toes or remember your toes. In whatever way is easiest, become aware of all 10 toes, outside and inside. Extend your awareness through your toes and into both feet. Being aware of your toes and feet, outside and inside. And extend your awareness through your toes and feet and into both ankles. Becoming aware of both ankles, including the knobby bones on the outsides, as well as through the insides of both of your ankles. And extend your awareness through your ankles and into the lower portion of your legs. Being aware of your lower legs, outside and inside. And extend your awareness through your lower legs and into both knees. Being aware of your knees, outside and inside. And extending your awareness through your knees and into both thighs. Becoming aware of both thighs, the length of both thighs, through both of your thighs, outside and inside, even including the bones inside your thighs, all the way up to where the top knob of each thigh bone rests in the hollow of each hip socket, forming your hip joints, and extend your awareness through your thighs and into your hips and hip joints, outside and inside. Being aware of your toes, feet, ankles, lower legs, knees, thighs, hips, and hip joints, all at the same time. Outside and inside, all at the same time. Extend your awareness through your hips and hip joints and through the space between your hip joints across the base of your pelvis, outside and inside. And into and through your belly, your whole abdomen, outside and inside. And through your belly and into your chest, becoming aware of your whole chest, including across the fronts of both shoulders and across both collarbones. Being aware of your whole chest, outside and inside. Wrap your awareness around your sides, around your sides and into your back. Become aware of the backs of your shoulder blades and the space between your shoulder blades. Extend your awareness through the space behind your heart, through the backs of your ribs, all the way down to the back of your waist. And through the back of your waist and down into the lower portion of your back, including the backs of your hips and through both buttocks. And from the center of your waist down through your sacrum to your tailbone. Being aware of your whole back, outside and inside. Being aware of your whole torso, back and front. Front and back, outside and inside. Extend your awareness through your torso and shoulders, and through your arms to your hands. Become aware of your fingers and thumbs, thumbs and fingers, all 10 of them, all at the same time. Extend your awareness through your thumbs and fingers and into both hands, outside and inside. Through your thumbs and fingers and hands and wrists, outside and inside. And through your wrists and into both arms, including your lower arms, elbows, upper arms, and through your underarms and shoulders. Being aware of your thumbs and fingers and hands and wrists and lower arms and elbows and upper arms and underarms and shoulders, all at the same time, outside and inside. Being aware of your hands and arms and shoulders, allow that awareness to merge into the awareness that already extends through your whole torso. Being aware of your whole torso and shoulders, and extend that awareness into and through your neck. Becoming aware of your whole neck, outside and inside. Through your neck and head. Through your neck, face and head. Outside and inside, including all those billions of brain cells, inside. Being aware of your whole body, all at the same time. Extending your awareness through your feet and legs and hips, through the base of your pelvis and belly and chest, around your sides, through your back, your whole back, through your hands and arms and shoulders, through your whole torso and shoulders and neck and face, and head, being aware of your whole body, all at the same time. Being aware of your whole body, outside and inside. Allow your awareness to have an effect on and through your whole body. Allow Shavasana to have an effect through your body and mind, and more. Become aware of your breathing. It has continued for you all along. As you become aware of your breathing, that may change it slightly. But simply be aware of your breath without feeling that you need to control it or direct it. Allow your breath to do its own thing. Gently narrow the breathing passageway in your throat using throat muscles, not neck muscles. If it helps you to find your throat muscles, you can clear your throat quietly and even repeat that more quietly and a third time. Feeling the throat muscles that you're using, now use those same throat muscles, but more gently. To exaggerate the ever-present sound of your breath. The sound of your breath is the most important element of this breathing practice, Ujjayi Pranayama. Smooth out the sound and make it smooth and steady. Slow it down so it becomes quiet. You don't have to have a long breath or a deep or a full breath. That will happen spontaneously after just a few minutes of Ujjayi Pranayama. Simply smooth out your breath to get a smooth, steady sound. And slow it down so that sound of your breath becomes quieter and more internal. Listen to the sweet sound of your own breath. Let the sound fill your ears. The sound waves travel from the inside of your throat through the inner spaces to your inner ears directly, turning your attention inward. Smooth, steady sound. The sound of your breath is named Ujjayi. It means victory. The sound of your breath gives you victory over life, victory over death, victory over yourself. It helps you to find your divine essence, the self, which is your own self. Continue with your Ujjayi breath, the slow, sweet sound of your breath. And see if you can somehow make it a little easier, that you don't have to work so hard at it. It can maybe even be a little imperfect. Still, using the muscles in the inside of your throat to exaggerate the sound of your breath, to make it tangible and real, so you can reap the greatest benefits from this breathing practice. Let the sound of your breath have an effect on your body and mind. The slow pace of your breath allows your body to absorb the oxygen, enlivening every cell in your body. The slow pace of your breath allows your body to empty out all that's old and finished and used up, emptying away, clearing away everything that gets in the way. Take your time with it. As you continue with just a few more slow, sweet Ujjayi breaths, notice your attitude toward your breath. Is this a chore, a task that must be done, or can you actually enjoy breathing? Continuing with the breath you're on, and one or two more after that. And now allow the muscles in the inside of your throat to soften, and your breath to find its own easy pace and flow once again. It will be different than earlier. You may even find that your breath moves through different areas of your body so easily now, after just a few minutes of Ujjayi Pranayama. Allow your whole body to settle into Shavasana, so that you can enjoy the effects of Ujjayi Pranayama and deepen into your Shavasana experience.